Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And Juan Ball.
Hello, hello.
Buenos dias, cuatros, nachos, hola.
Hola.
Taco.
Come on,
very
taco.
Good.
That's as far as I get.
There you go.
That's why we're in this predicament.
Sad to say.
It's amazing. I was just thinking this morning, you know, that if we would just broaden our horizons and speak different languages, you'd realize that they're actually saying they love Jesus. They're not saying anything against you. It's just a language you don't speak.
There you go.
Did you hear what he said? Yes. He said he loves God. Relax a little bit. He is not the enemy.
Chill out.
He's not the enemy. Yeah. Chillax, right?
Chillax.
We want to encourage you that today we have something for you that is fresh manna. Fresh manna that the Lord has just downloaded. We want to be able to share it with you and kind of give you a perspective. We always talk about it on VFN Radio, VFN TV, that, did you hear somebody's, I think there's a breathing mic on over in the studio. Did you hear that?
I heard something.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Whoever's on the respirator, Lord, we just pray their lungs to be healed. Jiminy, respirator crickets. And so, in the context of that, where was I? Wasn't I somewhere?
Somewhere encouraging.
Somebody needs to leave breadcrumbs for me so I can remember.
Where was I?
Anyway, it was good. I know it was really good because I really enjoyed whatever it was. But yeah, the Lord was just downloading and just encouraging me this morning because there's so much. It's not enough to know the news. Mm. You need to know what to do with the news you know. There's so many people just taking in news.
Yeah.
And it's like, what for? You're not going to do nothing with it.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. That's where a lot of people that call themselves Christians are just listening to the sermon after sermon.
Hello.
Like, you're not going to do anything with it. And it's like, wait a minute. You don't need to. It's better to know two scriptures and follow them than to know them all and take pride in the fact that you know them and follow none. Right?
That approach. Right. Yeah.
It's true. Well, yeah. I think it has. In China, hasn't it? Where they've ripped pages out of the Bible and kingdoms exploded. They say, well, how could that happen? They don't have the whole Bible. Like, I know the whole Bible. And it's like, well, they actually know the God of the Bible. Mm. And that just turned them on to
and what they know they do.
Yeah, and it's really amazing because they didn't have, you know, Romans 13, whatever. But since God knew Romans 13 and what was said, that he just kind of told them in that biding time.
Kind of written on their heart.
I think it's the biggest portion of the church in the world, isn't it? China? Yeah. So we need to learn not only to speak other languages, but definitely we need to be able to speak Mandarin. I'm so glad that Pat's picking up on his Mandarin.
Yeah, I'm working on that one.
How does it go again? that's amazing. Yeah. One third of the world's population, like 7 billion people now.
Yeah.
I mean, last I had a chance to look, which we've been pretty busy for the last couple of whatevers.
Yeah.
And it's like, I thought we were at 6 billion, but we sneeze at us at 7. I see all these folks who are trying to control the world and thinking like, hey, we got to stop this thing. It says, no, don't worry about it. If you look at things are going to work out. Just relax a little bit. Chillax.
Mm.
Get on the right side so that when a third of the population does shift into the next realm, that you'll be on the right side and you'll shift either into heaven or maybe hang around for a chance to go to heaven. I don't know. But we're seeing some pretty tragic things taking place. Listen, God is going to get our attention.
Oh, yeah.
God is going to get our attention. And here we are. We are on the 15th day. 15th day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of the government. That's what your mic is like. We're doing really good. I can hear your heartbeat.
Is it?
Yes, hey. You're doing really good. Hold on a minute. That's what it is. That's what it is. Hot mic.
Wow.
Yeah. Said they're on the 15th day of the government shutdown. Somebody says, "Well, that's just 15 days." And isn't it amazing though? We're still alive.
Yeah.
They said it's over. You're gonna go off a cliff.
Nothing
stopped.
Nothing stopped.
But in 48 hours is the default day.
Right.
Default day, and that's when they come and put a notice on your house and say, "You thought it was your house all this time. Right. We're letting you know whose house it is." But there is something called. And Pat's going to let us know about the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, the 14th Article or Section 2, whatever. What is it?
give me a moment.
That's a profound. if he knows it, it's tch. But if he doesn't know it,
thumbing of pages.
But what it says is this, based on just a quick little overview, because we're not going to hang on this long because this is all silly, because God's in control. And we have to humble ourselves, not figure something out. It just says that the president of the United States can fund whatever he needs to fund. It's not contingent upon Congress passing it for our safety and security. So it just looks like possibly we're being organized, which we'll talk more about that. America and the world appears to be being organized, but we're just asking the question, and if it is, what for? And so this is just all part of it. It's all part of it. And in addition to that, you know, if I could read my writing, I'd tell you what.
It takes a special anointing to read that handwriting.
It does. Yeah. It does. I have you know, though, I'm preaching from my own personal untyped notes.
It takes a special anointing
to read
his typing.
Typing, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Very special.
It's true. Well, you know, it has to be in code. It has to be in code. Yeah, you heard about Morse code? This is Jesus code. Yeah. This is Jesus code. When somebody takes you down and says, that, oh, no, it doesn't say that. No, it doesn't say that at all. Well, CBN News reports, and we'll be talking about that there's a rise in anti-faith sentiment growing in America. And this all has to do with the same story that we're talking about. And you'll be seeing and hearing firsthand how the persecution, they have a survey that was done, and we're going to try to score the survey and make it available to you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But, you know, why not read a survey? Hey, you're being persecuted.
Right.
You know, that's going to be available. As if you need one. You know, somebody says, well, I'm not being persecuted. It's like, So are you persecuting anyone? Because you don't gather, brother.
Oh, you're scattering.
Mm-hmm. And so, get on this. And we're going to talk about that today, too, as well. And finally, we're going to talk about, you know, in regards to kingdoms. There's kingdoms rise, kingdoms fall. And we're talking about, you know, men have always wanted to rule the world. They've always wanted to rule the world. And and so we're progressing through this. Progressing. Forgive me, Lord. We're working our way through.
We are not part of the progressive movement. No, we're not.
We're working our way through this question. And, of course, God led me to this book called Handbook of the President. No, it was called... Rules for Radicals by Saul. Remember that name, because we were talking about Saul today. Saul Alinsky. It's like, well, that's organizing is pretty good. in the beginning of the week, well, that's pretty good. I mean, you need to organize things. You need to organize your files. You need to organize, Pat, your socks, you know. You need to organize, Steve used to be organized. He used to be so orderly. Didn't he used to be so orderly? He's not orderly anymore.
He used to be.
Lord, forgive us. Forgive us. He is not orderly anymore. No, he is orderly. And was Chris ever orderly?
No.
Okay, listen. No. I don't think. But he, no, boy. And moving on. Your mic's not working. He's like, move on. But there are the orderly folks, you know what I'm saying?
And they're good.
And if it wasn't for orderly folks,
we'd be in trouble.
Right. Is this mic working here? Right. Is anybody listening? And so, but then you can organize the wrong things they're not supposed to touch. Yeah. And so, is the world being organized? Is America being organized? If so, what for? And we're discovering, my goodness, in this book, Rules for Radicals, it's literally about organizing folks. And you got to listen to the whole conversation, because you'll learn with us. I mean, you'll listen to us. We listen to a speech given in Israel, and you'll see that we truly just go with as God's speaking, because it's happening so quickly. We're trying to give you a light perspective, L-I-G-H-T perspective of what's going on. So we're listening to the president speak in Israel, and the whole front of his speech was like, and he was speaking to the young folks that I believe they were probably organizing against the older folks, then we look at it. But in the beginning of it, it was like, oh my goodness, this is beautiful. Oh, my, and you hear us, you're like, oh, this is great. Lord, thank you for manna from heaven. And the very end, it said, so we're going to organize against your folks and the founders of Israel. I was like, almost like, oh my goodness, what just happened? Like, watch this, Jesus. So you'll notice this. And we're just trying to hear with you. The thing about it, we're hearing with you as we all listen to God and what he's saying about this moment, that God speaks now. And it's for us to hear now. If you think you can gather up a whole bunch of manna and live out your life on what you gathered out, all you're going to have is rotted. It's going to be rotted. Mm-hmm. And you have to just listen to them daily. Somebody says, oh, I don't want to. You know what? It's about a relationship with God. It's not about you getting a whole bunch of information. The information and the knowledge and the wisdom is just a byproduct of knowing wisdom himself. So if you just want to know his stuff, his things, his knowledge, and his wisdom, but you don't want to know him, you're dangerous.
That's right.
It'll puff you up. And so... So the book is dedicated, we'll be talking about it, is called Rules of Radicals. We've got 13 left, and I am so excited about finishing these last three.
Three left.
Three left. Three left. I'm sorry. Three?
Not 13.
Out of the 13.
We don't want to go through those 13.
Oh, out of the 13, and you can actually hear them because we actually share the dark perspective and the light perspective, right? Because these are tactics that have been used since Lucifer organized in heaven against God.
Right.
You think, well, why are you even saying that? You shouldn't be bringing Lucifer over the book. Well, because in the very front of the book, he dedicates the book to Lucifer. that's why I'm bringing it up. I mean, it's like, it's just amazing. It's like in your face.
Sure.
It's like, well, why would you even bring the president up, other than the fact that he taught it for 4 years?
Right. And the why would you bring it to him?
I was going to talk about that in a moment. He dropped out of the box,
I guess I got it for you.
You got it right. And then you think, well, why did Hillary Clinton do her thesis on Alinsky's methods of organizing? Mm-hmm. Well, the front is dedicated to Lucifer, and the back is dedicated to Barack Obama, President Obama, mm-hmm. and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. So I think it's pretty important. You know, we're in between two tensions, two potential present leader and future leader who are Alinsky's followers of teachings. Revelations chapter 2 says children of Alinsky, right? Mm-hmm. Be children of Alinsky. And the thing is, maybe he has good teachings. You know, maybe he's teaching the word of God. And so we're finding out, no, he's not. He's 13. It's interesting, of all the numbers you could have picked, right, 13, yeah, right? Well, there's so many things we could share about with that. But we're going to talk about, because we've been talking about what's going on, because what Satan wanted, what Lucifer wanted, he wanted his own kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted his own kingdom. And the interesting thing in this book, they say in the very beginning of the book, hey, you know, he organized and he got his own kingdom.
And he got his own mm-hmm. kingdom.
And so if it weren't for Lucifer,
hey,
you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, all right. Mm. I see you didn't want God. You wanted a kingdom. You wanted your own kingdom.
Right.
And it's a real shocker. So we're going to be talking about that today. So make sure that you stay tuned as we begin this conversation. We'll get right back in a moment.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a friend of a young girl who is going to community college. She has an English professor who has been showing pornographic pictures, talking down about Christians.
Well, the first thing we have to do is find out what the course is and what the course material is. And let me tell you this. The idea of disparaging someone's faith, making fun of Christianity, shows hostility towards religion. And the Supreme Court has said that you've got to be neutral towards religion. You can't have hostility towards religion, which is precisely what you've got in a situation like that. And the court has been very, very specific that they are not going to allow this kind of hostility towards religion or religious expression, that it's simply not allowed.
Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it, and of course, et cetera, abuse and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center, because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going, because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth, to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately, live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We are on the 15th day of the government shutdown. I just want to briefly kind of cover that. Realize that's 48 hours away from the default. But understand, take a chance to read, I believe it's the 14th Amendment. And because we're, you know, the concept that we've been, God's been revealing to us, we have to understand God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. When we buy into a lie, then we're deceived, or we refuse to gain knowledge, then our own ignorance by choice brings us to a place of destruction. But if we gain knowledge, if we seek knowledge and humility before God, then he lets us know, hey, take a left instead of a right. Take a right instead of a left. And so when you read the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which our country's ran by, remember, the reason why a police officer just can't just pull you over out of the middle of nowhere right this moment is because of the Constitution. The reason why they have juries and trials is because the Constitution. The reason why C-SPAN has anything going on it is because it's the Constitution. Yeah. You're watching the Constitution happen. So, and read the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment says, I think it's like, not 14th Amendment, the Article 14, I believe it is. Pat, can you find that article for me? The but what it says in the Constitution is that the president, being the executive branch, can assure that every debt that we have is paid, no matter what. He can make, if we've already created the debt, if we've already created the debt, then he has the freedom to be able to fund it. So he doesn't have to wait on Congress to fund it. Now, in regards to new debt, you can't incur new debt, which means the military, Social Security, and all these different aspects of what's going on. So just to let you know that. So then the question is then why would you say things like this to cause, you know, folks to feel like that, that you have, you're powerless in regards to do that? It's because it's the Ilinsky tactics that we talk about. It's an organizer's tactics. The thing is well, maybe we're being organized for the good, or you don't know. We're finding out. Well, it's not necessarily for the good. And in the context of that, Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries just put out a prophetic word. And he's talked about this earlier, but now he's breaking it down. And the word that he put out was on October the 8th. And it's entitled, and you can see it on the VFN Torture at Morningstar Ministries, The Straw That Breaks the Camel's Back. And what he's talking about is talking about martial law. Martial law is also in the Constitution, and so many people think negatively of that. But the truth is that when things go awry, like they did in the hurricanes for us, the martial law was basically put in place, and the military became, and they protected our houses, they protected their businesses, our businesses. They assure, you know, we were able to get gas in an orderly fashion.
Kept people off the streets that didn't need to be on the streets.
Because crime hit the streets right away. And so he talks about kind of breaking it down that, you know, when martial law comes to pass, and you can read, we're going to go over it because you can read this on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Begin to understand it. And first of all, read it in the Constitution. So to speak against it, and you say that you're for the Constitution, to speak against what's actually written in the Constitution, and George Washington and others, President Washington, they actually use martial. There's times when things happen that you got to kick it in to be able to bring peace back to a place and safety. And also, he talks about in this particular Word of Wisdom prophetic bulletin that there's people on the right and people on the left we got to worry about. These people that are, there is a small fraction of people on the right and small fraction of people on the left, that the majority of parts of America need to be protected. Americans need to be protected. Well, that's where martial law would come in to do it. And in the context of that also, and I've seen it, God has shown me martial law. He's shown me it be happening. And but it is martial law. But it's sort of like, you know, being in the military. I mean, I know that Steve can probably give a shout out to what, it's kind of like just being in the military, right? You're just like, okay, we're going to stand over here because he told us to stand over here. And a lot of Americans aren't used to following those kind of orders and stuff. But they do that so that you can have an orderly fashion and do things. It's not the end of the world. It's called order and authority. But he does say it does matter, you know, it is going to matter who your marshal is going to be, you know, and that's why it matters who your sheriff is. It matters who your governor is. It matters who is in your National Reserve. It matters, you know, you build a relationship with your military around your community, because those are the ones, it's your brothers and sisters who will be in uniform around you working up under the commander in chief. If in fact it does kick in, and this is what he said, this is what he says. He says, Rick Joyner talks about it. He says that in history, and this guy, my word for it. you can study for 50 years, this guy, or you can just take my word for it. Either one's fine. And that he is slow to speak, and he's well studied. And this is what he says, that martial law typically kicks in nations when there's a financial collapse. And it's a good thing, because once your money don't work no more, as they said in the movie Armageddon, they said, you know, rich people are nice until they're not rich anymore. You know, somebody says, I'm not rich. Okay, we'll just see if you're nice in a few moments. Right. and he says that you know, when economies collapse, it's a rapid thing. It just happens, bam. It's not a gradual thing, because you understand they're propping it up, buying time, putting things in line, doing different things, because they realize nations have survived financial collapses. They have survived them. Some haven't. Democracies have survived them. But sometimes it comes out and tyranny ends up over a nation, or different forms of government begin to form, or just radicalness takes over. Or if we as the church humble ourselves and repent and turn from wicked ways and realize that if you truly believe, it's like people shouting and standing up for the Constitution, I mean, for the Ten Commandments, if you ask them what the Ten Commandments are, they don't even know what the Ten Commandments are. And they're just giving a shout out to God, and while they're violating nine of the ten. And the same thing with the Constitution. We need to learn this thing. And I know we're still kind of lingering on this, and we're going to continue talking about this. But I'm not saying I know anything. I'm saying what God has shown me and what God has shown
me,
John.
Sure, yeah.
And share what God has shown you briefly about what happened in 6 minutes.
God spoke to me in a dream and showed me exactly that the economy was going to crash. In this dream, I was in my job at the time, and I saw how much people gathered around a television screen.
At this office in New York, or New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And there was a bunch of folks crowding around the television screen, and they're waiting for breaking news. It wasn't like breaking news as it is today.
Isn't it right? You're going to watch the news at the end of this thing. You're not going to watch. Isn't it amazing? It's like, now you're going to watch the news.
Yeah, right. Now it's all falling apart. Right. Don't know anything that's going on. But
right.
But you know how now breaking news, they'll rehash the story 10 times before they release the story.
Right.
Well, you can tell that this was fresh. There was just a live camera and a mic, and it was a reporter that was standing at the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And I knew that because it was stock brokers surrounding him, all in their blue jackets. And the trading had stopped.
So we're watching this on TV.
It
stopped, by the way. That's a big thing.
Now, my father was a stockbroker.
That's right.
Sam. I've been to this New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, it don't stop.
There's like ants running around there nonstop. I mean, it does not stop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, okay, this is alarming.
Right.
So he says,
it's historical events. As you can read in history, the moments that it did stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the reporter says, when we come back here, we have breaking news. I'm about to share something, but we don't want you to panic. As soon as
am I about to lose all my money? Is my $4 in the bank not going to be worth nothing? I mean, come on.
As soon as he said that, I knew, because God had been speaking prophetically in the dream, I knew this was that.
Right.
So I went immediately to get my things, because I knew pandemonium was going to break loose, and I was going to beat the crowd, if you will.
Right.
As I was coming back and getting ready to exit.
I'm talking about Via Ventorch.
Well, I'm not there yet. He says,
he's the reporter.
He's a reporter, the journalist. He's standing in front of the New York Stock Exchange.
You and I stood there, remember? We're standing kind of reviewing that in our hearts.
Okay. Yeah. And he says, the economy, the world's going to be over as we know it in 6 minutes.
59, 58, 57. 56. And somebody says, I'm going to run to the bank. No, they already got it figured out, because the bank said they're going to declare a holiday right away.
Yeah.
I was talking to tellers and banks, and they said, no, what we'll do is we'll shut the doors immediately as soon as those words go out. So you're not going to be able to get your $5. Your $5 is not going to be able to come out the bank.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Remember what happened in the hurricane? They shut the whole bank. I mean, you couldn't get access to any kind of money.
But I've talked to the bankers that they're going to close them immediately.
Yeah.
So you're not, even in the 6 minutes, you're not going to be able to make it. Your ATM's not going to work, brother.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. So in 6 minutes, the world, as you know it, is going to
end.
As you know. But it's not, the world's not going to end.
No,
we're not saying the world's going to rapture or anything.
No.
We're just saying, as you know it.
It's going to be a dramatic shift.
And Americans, we know it blessed. It's been blessed.
You know, it's embarrassing to say.
So then what happened? You know, what happened though? What happened?
Well, pandemonium breaks loose.
He said, "Don't panic," though, didn't he say, "Don't panic"? They did not listen to the newscaster.
Pandemonium broke loose. People were going crazy. And at that time, mm-hmm. you know, I just rose up and I said, "Listen, you need to go to VFN Radio. You need to go to the torch.
The torch. That's right.
You go to the torch and get plugged in. Mm-hmm. You know, God has been preparing us all of this time. This is going to happen." God has spoke kind of in surround sound, if you will, from so many.
Right.
And we're just listening into what God is saying.
And so we posted them on the VFN Torch. So you actually can read these words in detail.
And
so you can get a paradigm before the 6 minutes happens. Right. Imagine being prepared.
Well, I was prepared. Before the news came up, because I knew when I had this word in mm-hmm. me, I was making preparation to beat the pandemonium.
Right.
You can too. Right. It's all posted and it's all dated.
Yeah.
This is stuff that we've had there for quite a while.
Yeah.
But listen, God's telling us in advance that we can be prepared.
Prepared, yes. That is so important. And it's 6 minutes. So realize whatever time you have on this side of it, I begin to prepare for it. And don't, you know, realize there's people who say that they're on the right and the left.
Yeah.
Which are not the majority of Americans that we need to be protected from for what's gonna happen. If the collapse happens, and what God's telling us is it's going to collapse, and I've literally seen the paper money, it was being sucked off the face of the earth almost like a mountain, mm-hmm. you know, like a vacuum was in the middle like this, and it's being sucked up, and rapidly. You hear the paper flapping in different areas, and with that, all of a sudden this big mountain, this pyramid looking mountain, turned into fire. I mean, and it just burned up all the paper money, which is, you know, I could see them going to digital currency mm-hmm. at the point like this. These borders, as George Charles, just getting in the way. And so here we are. These things are happening in our very presence. And we're just telling you what the Lord's like. We pray that it doesn't happen, but only a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. We're coming to the end of the first half hour, and we want to say hello and a shout out to our WHBR audience. Don't forget, you can catch us on the Gulf Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida.
We also want you to reach and contact our underwriters at VFNTV.com.
Yes.
We want you to visit the coffee shop, Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, in addition to that, the $50 eye guy, Mark Tegenkamp in Pensacola, Florida on Davis Highway. And also, Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Pools in Pensacola, Florida. Give a big shout-out, and you can find out more details at VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You know, I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you're running after things, a man, and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat and John. We've been talking about what systematically what's taking place. We're talking about, you know, a possible economic crash, what God has been sharing with us, what Rick Joyner Morningstar Ministries is seeing himself, and come on. You know, Bubba knows this. Hmm. Bubba knows this.
That's right.
That's why he's growing more corn in his field. I mean, it just comes a point in time that things are just obvious. But in the context of that, God prepares his people. Mm-hmm. And if you have not yet gone to VFN TV and listened to Prudent Preparation, because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. And as Christians, we need to be prepared so we can be fruitful. It's not about you stacking up your beans so you got more beans than someone else, right, or something like all that crazy stuff going on. It's sort of like on an airplane when they say, listen, if the oxygen mask comes down, put the mask on yourself first so you don't pass out. Right. So you can help the person next to you. Because if you think, I need to put the oxygen mask on my child or on my neighbor. And the thing is like, well, see, you're not going to live long enough to put the oxygen mask on them. So you're going to be no help to them. So you're going to be able to help them if you just put oxygen mask on your face. So it's about that. Is how can you position yourself to be faithful and fruitful in the season that's ahead? That's going to be a huge harvest coming in if you're not passed out because you didn't prepare. Because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. Listen to Prudent Preparation. Go to VFNTV.com. At your menu, you see VFNTV. Click on that and listen to Prudent Preparation. Well, I also want to be able to talk about, because we're talking about, a big question is, you know, are we being organized, or is America being organized? Is the world being organized? If so, for what and by who? And we're reading from and learning from a book that we were led to by the Lord in regards to Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky, that we found out our president taught for 4 years before he was president, that Hillary Clinton wrote a thesis on the university, a sealed thesis. You know, we're not going to go into details. You can find out more on the VFN Torch because we connected all these segments. You can listen to them one after the other. It's going to encourage you because what we're finding out, what we're being revealed to us is these are just Lucifer tactics that have been used since Satan, Lucifer used them in heaven against God.
Sure.
And they're pretty standard stuff. But if you're not wise to them, you will actually give in to them and be organized by them and be led to proverbial ghettos, proverbial trains, proverbial camps, proverbial showers, proverbial ovens, and proverbial mass graves. I mean, you have to pay attention because God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And so we were trying to, you know, kind of get that understanding. And so it's really a battle. It's a battle between kingdoms. When you think about right now, CBN News is reporting about can you pull that up in regards to what's taking place with the
anti-faith?
Yeah, the anti-faith sentiment that's taking place. And this is just all part of it. It's all part of the tactics that we've been talking about. And we're going to be talking about probably tomorrow on the 11th tactic of the 13. But you got to see this particular tactic. I mean, you got to see this particular report from CBN News as we're going in and beginning to talk about it, because I'm going to talk about Saul Alinsky. Okay, here we go. I want you to be able to hear this.
The advocates say cases of hostility against religion are growing in America. In tonight's Focus Report, Paul Strand speaks with some of the people who've personally experienced antagonism against their religious beliefs.
Unveiled at this weekend's Values Voter Summit, the new survey from the Family Research Council and Liberty Institute shows a frightening trend. Last year's survey documented 600 cases of religious hostility, and this year...
This survey that we're releasing right now is almost 1,200. So we've almost doubled in just 1 year.
One such case, college student Audrey Jarvis, who wears a cross, well, religiously, was asked twice to take it off or at least hide it at a student orientation.
My supervisor came up to me out of nowhere and asked me to remove my cross necklace because he thought that it would be offensive to incoming freshmen.
Jarvis received an apology from her college, but couldn't forget how hurtful the man was who found her cross so objectionable.
I think he was just kind of ignorant to the fact that his words could offend me in attempting to not offend somebody else.
Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Philip Monk says he got in trouble with his lesbian commanding officer when she ordered him to answer how he felt about gay marriage.
This is about religious freedom because I expressly stated that I had a religious conviction that wouldn't allow me to answer the question the way it was posed to me.
Craig James was 1 hour into a new job as a Fox sports analyst when he was booted off the air. James and Liberty Institute insist it was because a top network manager disapproved of a statement James made about gay marriage 15 months before in a political debate.
They knew who I was, what I stood for, and I'm being punished. I was fired for my religious beliefs. This is not about me. It's not about Craig James. This is about an American who had a job that someone came back, a big corporation, and said, hey, we can't allow you on our network because of your belief and definition of what marriage is.
With some 1,200 cases like these documented in the new religious hostility survey, Mateer says he's frightened for his country.
The threats are increasing at a dramatic rate, and the survey demonstrates that.
Matt Staver's Liberty Council also fights for the faithful.
What we're seeing is instead of religious liberty being protected as it is affirmed by the First Amendment, people of faith, particularly Christians, are now finding themselves the target of discrimination.
Sergeant Monk says now is when Christians facing hostility must hold steady, mostly for other believers.
They need to see us stand firm in our faith. And when they see that, I think we'll see a turn of events.
Mateer points out when believers fight back, they almost always win. So only by meekly accepting defeat will they let the enemies of religion triumph.
They've stated their objective is to remove God from our public life. Well, if we remain silent, then that's going to happen.
This survey certainly makes for scary reading because so many groups of Americans are attacked in it. Teachers, students, governments, businesses, senior citizens, all united by the fact that they face religious hostility in an America that seems ever more tolerant of this kind of intolerance. Paul Strand, CBN News, Washington.
Well, we know, we're understanding now that these are just basic, Alinsky tactics. They're basically organizer tactics. But the truth is, what spirit's behind organizing these efforts? Mm-hmm. And they doubled. They're saying, this study's saying they doubled from 2,000 last year to 2,000 this year.
From 600 to 1,200 cases.
From 600 to 1,200 cases. And the types of religious persecution, which are doctrinal in regards to, you know, hey, if you're going to follow Jesus, this is where you're going to have to renounce these ways and go this way. And it's just confronting those ways. And so we know now this is nothing, but we're just being organized against.
Yeah. You know, Luke Russert's son, Tim Russert's son, Luke Russert,
right,
was just interviewed by Brody from CBN, and they were saying the same thing in terms of the media bias as well, that it's so easy to come after anyone. And they did this whole interview based upon the very same thing. So mm-hmm. It seems like it's really, you know, catching
well,
on.
Well, it's just, and the thing is, everybody's actually shocked. And it's like, well, it's probably because, you know, 97% of the self-professed Christians in America are not walking wholeheartedly with God. They're walking in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But all you got to do is start walking with God and say, okay, God, I'm going to walk with you and I'm going to read your word. I'm going to walk in your word. You're going to suffer persecution in your marriage, in your family, in your workplace. I mean, it's already going to be happening mm-hmm. in the context of that. We just were able for so long to walk like yesterday we talked about, where people proclaim to be children of the light and children of the darkness. You know, most of everybody mm-hmm. in America thinks they're a Christian.
Right.
They really do. I mean, yeah. You know, through surveys and stuff, you know, it's amazing. It's just 5% or 6% say that they're atheists.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's really important to understand that if persecution's new to you, it's because you're watching somebody walk and it's just cranking up a notch. You're finding out this person, Jesus Christ, that you barely committed to
right.
is requiring a full proposal. You're going to have to fully commit to him. And it's not unusual. I mean, it's just okay. It's all right. Relax. You said he's the Lord of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to make him the Lord of your life. It's time to choose the day who you're going to serve. And so these are just tactics. These are just typical tactics. And by the way, in America has not suffered any religious persecution compared to other nations and brothers, even speaking about, you know, Pastor Saeed right now, who's in prison in Iran. But you got to understand that America is a unique nation in the context that God blessed it and God raised it up as one nation under God.
Mm-hmm.
He raised it up as one nation under God. And if you haven't yet heard America, how we got here and how we stay here, you need to begin to understand that God lifts up a nation and he takes a nation down. Somebody says, well, how come these you're comparing apples to oranges instead of apples to apples? In regards to a nation who has not had the blessing of God on it, it was not dedicated to God when it was raised up, mm-hmm. does not have the same expectations. I mean, look at all the nations that were around Israel and the things that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But Israel had these high expectations by God because you're my people, so that's you're right. going to walk in this way. So they would actually suffer persecution when their neighbor was deep into what they were barely tapping into,
mm-hmm.
because it's different. You're not of this world. That you've been called into to another kingdom. And so it's a battle between kingdoms. It's a battle between kingdoms. And in the context of that, I wanted to talk about this particular, we were talking about Saul Alinsky, but you know, it's the spirit of Saul. It was there with King Saul. It's been there with Saul Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there with a particular Pharisee named Saul. And his name was Saul. As a matter of fact, he in Acts, it talks about in the book of Acts in the Bible, he talks about, first of all, there was Saul the persecutor. Saul the persecutor, and he talks about in Acts chapter 7, the Word of God talks about how the first thing that he was doing when they start mentioning about this particular Saul, he had organized an effort, it appeared, to be able to come and persecute people who were followers of Jesus Christ. To the point where when they went to begin to stone this particular Christian man named Stephen, they were going to stone him because he was a follower of the way. There was an organized effort to stone him, to stone him. When they began to hear him speak about Jesus and the new way and that you could be saved through the blood of Jesus, they covered their ears and they began to scream. They yelled to the top of their lungs and they grabbed this Christian and they drug him out of the town. Listen. These folks that are talking about Islam and saying that that's the only religious spirit around that would do something like that. Mm. This was the religious spirit of the day that the Jews were dragging Christians out of the city, closing their ears and screaming. That's exactly probably mm-hmm. what somebody would do
yeah.
who were loyal to Muhammad in the context of that. So they covered their ears. They yelled and they screamed and they dragged this Christian out by his feet. And all he did was just preach the love of God and they stoned him with stones. And while they were stoning him, the witnesses that were watching all this, and obviously it was an organized effort, they laid their coats and their clothes at the feet of this man named Saul.
Mm.
Isn't it interesting? He was in the background, all this, but they knew to lay their coats at the feet of the organizer.
Wow.
You know
wow.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And somebody says, well, he wasn't an organizer. Well, look at this. We'll talk a little bit more after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out. And in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up. Or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival
is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better, and we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, that you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John, and we're talking about an organizer named Saul. Mm-hmm. He was a Pharisee. And he began to organize against the church. And somebody said, well, he wasn't organizing. He was just standing there. Why do you think they laid their coats at his feet? Why do you think he was a Pharisee? Why do you think he okayed this? And somebody said, that's not true. Okay, let's just move, I don't know, a couple of little letters, words, scripture, you know, verses forward. Let's go move from chapter 7 to chapter 8. So all of a sudden, what happened was, this is important to understand. If you let this cat out of the bag, American church, if we don't humble ourselves and repent, this is what's going to happen. This is exactly what's going to happen. If you sit back and just, you know, gather up your marbles and pack your barns out with more of your stuff saying you're going to do this and you're going to do that, why people like Pastor Saeed and Christians are being persecuted double what was last year, which means 2,400 based just on the present model next year, is this is what's going to happen. Yeah. Because the organized effort, we're talking about, are they organized in America and the world, and if so, what for? And it boils down, we're finding out these are Lucifer tactics that are being used. The book is giving a shout out to Lucifer, okay. Mm-hmm. But it's basically a kingdom of darkness or a kingdom of light. It's a battle between good and evil and mm-hmm. light and dark. It's a battle between kingdoms, we're going to find out. So then what happens right after they stone this Christian for talking about preaching the gospel? He's preaching the gospel. Stephen was just preaching the gospel. Mm-hmm. He's going verbatim. He went from A to Z. He preached the whole gospel. He saw the face of God. And while he was looking at the face of God, an organizer had him stoned because he was held captive by darkness in the name of God. Mm. And
that's what happened.
Okay. So somebody says, well, that was just one Christian. You know, the fact that that was, you know, kind of ludicrous and crazy that it was going on wouldn't happen again. Move on. Acts chapter 8. What happened as soon as they organized the effort around one Christian, it progressed to a frenzy. A frenzy broke out immediately. Why? Because it was darkness. It was Lucifer now finally got access to be able to come against Jesus, the body of Christ. And so once you allow that access and you think, you just wink at your brother's death, you wink at your sister's death, you wink at your nation being turned over to darkness. We're no longer a Christian nation anymore, our president says. Mm. We're no longer a Christ-following nation anymore. And we just wink at this, you know? And it's like, hey, he's right. We're not following him, but we can repent and begin to follow him. He was telling us the truth because he said, I'm a Christian just like you are.
That's right.
And the thing is, like, you cannot call. He's telling the truth. The thing is, we need to repent.
Yeah.
We've been nailed mm-hmm. by the truth. And the thing is, but he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. He was prophesying to the church in America, telling us that I'm just like you. Mm. I'm just like you. And just like we told to you about yesterday, a children of the night and a children of the day.
Yeah.
It is ought not to be. So all of a sudden now, because they organized around that one Christian who was a strong Christian who who was known for his walk in the Lord, known for his testimony, because this is what Lucifer begins to promulgate. If truly that God is your father, come off that cross. If truly Stephen is preaching a true God, then we can't stone him.
Mm-hmm.
We can't kill him. So as soon as they nail Jesus to the cross, as soon as they stone a Christian, or they imprison a Christian, they begin to promulgate it quickly and begin to create a frenzy and organize around that, because their people are buying into, well, hey, you know, if God is good, why am I sick? And if God is good, then why did this happen? And they start feeding into those lies, which is why you see that big, huge attack against the movie done by Kirk Cameron, where they start shutting it down, because the ultimate thing was the battle between good and evil. Right. Why does good things happen to bad people? And so here they are. They're just running with it. Okay, they got a narrative here. Here's the narrative. You know, they're coming, and we're going to find out what they said. But all of a sudden, now a frenzy breaks out in Acts chapter 8, and it says, on the day that he was stoned, it has to be immediate. This is what Marshall Gantz says. This is what Saul Alinsky says. This is what the president taught for 4 years. This is what Hillary Clinton did her thesis on. This is what all of Alinsky's children this is how they think. This is their process. Mm-hmm. They're thinking in the context of these tactics only I'm talking about. And immediately, a frenzy broke out against the church, against Christians.
Mm.
And you got to get this. No, they didn't go to your stucco building and start peeling off the little cement that's rubbed on your styrofoam. They actually came against people. They went, Saul Alinsky, right? Mm-hmm. Saul, he began to destroy the church.
Mm.
Where did that come from? Why in the world? Why did all of a sudden when Morsi gets removed from office of the Muslim Brotherhood, who's part of the circumference of Mecca, circling around the hole in the ground, waiting for the beast to come out, you know, why in the world would they punch a Christian? Why would they stone Stephen out of the middle of nowhere? Why in the world would they all of a sudden begin, I can't fight America, I can't fight the Egyptian, you know, Muslims. Let me go find a few Christian churches to burn down.
Mm.
Let me go find a few Christians to persecute. This is the reason why. There is only two sides. There's only two sides. And you're going to find out more about it. There's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. If you're not gathering, you're scattering. If you're a child of the night, you are not a child of the day. This is so important. You have to understand this, because you're going to have to start choosing whose side are you on. You have to make a decision. It's like bowing up and saying, no, it's actually bending over and humbling yourself and saying, I'm on the Lord's side. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Sometimes it's like, as for me and me, it's like, some guy says, I proclaim that as for me and my house, but it boils down like, as for me and me. Because sometimes he says, even members of your own household will be an adversary of the kingdom of God.
That's right.
I mean, think about that. And so immediately after they organized around Stephen and stoned Stephen, this godly man who you just got to read more about. I'm not going to break into it. He was doing everything right. And if you wanted to be loved on, you wanted to be forgiven by God, and you wanted to know how to get saved and be with God forever and enter the family, talk to Stephen. Stephen's going to, you know, bring the kingdom of God to you. And so in the context of that, all of a sudden they begin to persecute the church. He ran after the church. And he was, guess what? He went from house to house. He did not go from stucco building to stucco building, storefront to storefront, crystal cathedral. My perspective is this. First of all, they wouldn't let them in. They wouldn't let the church in those places, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he's standing outside the door knocking, but he could be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's in you, he's in there. But he went from house to house, because when you start walking with God, it's hard to walk with those who try to walk bipolarly, try to walk with the darkness and walk with light.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, I'm going crazy. It's just, yeah, it's what happened to the pigs when all the demons came out of the out of man. You know, they went crazy, right? What was on him, pigs couldn't even survive what was on him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing my mind. No, you're double-minded. You're trying to follow pride with your mind, and you're trying to follow God with your mind. And they're opposites. They're totally opposites. You're not bipolar. You're just a child of the darkness that can enter into the light. Make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's not that confusing, and you don't have to be that smart. Believe me, right? I'm talking about John. I'm talking about myself. We know you're smart. We know
that's
him.
Right.
He's got degrees.
Lots of degrees.
Degrees. And so here we are in the context of that it went straight from organizing around one cause, one narrative, let's take Stephen down. He was probably the hottest commodity in the kingdom of God at that time. I mean, it was happening with Stephen in Jerusalem. And it was coming against their kingdoms. We're going to find out about that. And so they got to take this guy down because he's preaching another kingdom. He's preaching another king. And it's so amazing that there's people are saying they're with God, God's kingdom, but it's like, then why are you so upset when they preach his kingdom? So then you go on over. Let's just jump over a little bit to, so you have this persecutor. You have the persecutor, Saul. And I want to encourage you that don't write off all these persecutors. Realize that the way that you're going to be able to increase the kingdom of God is to tell Saul Alinsky's children and those who are being organized by darkness and those who are persecuting you that God loves them and God's got a plan for their life. They just don't know him yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go in dark tactics and try to use dark tactics to be able to fight dark tactics, they won't know him through you. But if you love those who hate you, if you pray for those who lie on you and persecute you, if they ask you to go 1 mile, you go 2 mile. If you give to Caesar what's Caesar, if you just back out of the political arena and begin to get into the kingdom of God and begin to love people, love God and love other people, instantly God's going to show up and we're going to show you what happens because I just talked to you about Saul the organizer, Saul the persecutor, but I'm about to talk to you about Saul the convert because there was an encounter on the road to Damascus. Of all the people, our present leader, Saul Obama, was going to Damascus, and the church didn't even know enough to pray for him. We'll find out more in the next hour. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcast.
John, check it out. I was going out to eat last week.
Uh-huh.
And I got to sit down at my table, you know, setting up my napkin. And this girl, she just starts running up and down to different tables. And she's like, hey, do you have the Find My iPhone app? And I'm like, the what? She's like, you know, the app where if you lose your iPhone, you can find it. And I'm like, well, that kind of doesn't do you any good if you lose your iPhone. She's like, no, I use your phone to find my phone. And I was like, oh, they got an app for that? She goes, yeah, they got an app for that. I was like, oh, okay. Well, it was a cool thing. Like, as we started talking and she started telling me about the app I needed to get. So I got that app and I go, well, check it out. There's an app that you need to get. And she's like, really? I go, yeah, there's an app, VFNTV.com. And she's like, well, how do I get to that? I said, you can go right on Android or you can go on iTunes and type in VFNTV.com. Start telling her about the VFN radio, the daily radio program, everything that God's doing, God's news behind the news, the top three segments. You've got all the live programming. There's an app for that. And we start talking. She's like, wow, there's an app for that. I says, yep. Check it out.
There's an app for that.
VFNTV.com.